down to the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Supreme Court Gardens from 3. We're looking forward to the Birak concert. There's a huge lineup featuring a whole heap of talent from across the state and over east, but it's hosted also by Phil Wally Stack, one of the absolute legends of local, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Phil. I mean, we look forward to this every year, and it's such a great opportunity, the Birak concert, to have performers go down and show what they've got. I am super keen to see Fluent MC, a rapper who is great, but also then things like the Pipeline Band. So the sounds that are going to be on the stage are all really varied.
Yeah, just remember that Pipeline Band is a band from Northern because of the pipeline. It's not a Scottish group that we're doing.
Hey, man, you know, what's interesting to me is that I've known this concert has been called the Birak Concert for a long time now, but it's only recently, and I've been really enjoying learning this, that this is a Noongar name for one of the seasons. And I've been enjoying watching that on the weather report, learning about the seasons that Indigenous people have known about for many years, not just four.
Yeah, no, that's right. There's six seasons. And that was one of the reasons why I put it forward to the City of Perth to change the name to Birak.
Yeah.
Is because not only are we showcasing our survival, it used to be called Survival Day, and it still is referred to as Survival Day for a lot of our people.
Mm.
But it's also that day and that concert is about educating the broader community about our culture.
Mm.
Because with culture comes respect.
Yes.
And if you learn more about each other's culture, whether you're black fellow, white fellow, or any fellow that come on an airplane, if you learn a little bit about each other's culture, we can go a long way, you know. And that's the whole reason of having these Noongar names and the Noongar seasons is because it opens people's minds up and encourage other people to just look a little bit deeper into our culture, you know, so that we move forward and step forward as one.
Brilliant.
I love it so much. I've had the pleasure, Phil, of working closely with the Fremantle Football Club for the last few years. And through that, I've been indoctrinated into Indigenous culture. And it has opened my eyes up to so much that I wish I had at school when I was a kid. Like, that's the stuff that I wish that I was learning. And one of the things that, because I'm just looking at here at the Birak Concert program, and at 3 o'clock is the Welcome to Country. And one of the things that I had absolutely no idea only until last year was that a Welcome to Country is different to an Acknowledgement of Country.
Yes. See, exactly what you said there is exactly how I felt as a Noongar person myself. I wish that my culture was taught in schools at a young age as well, you know. You know, you're not alone there. It needs to be taught from a young age, which it is getting out a lot more these days, you know. There is a lot of people asking a lot of questions, which is the best way to be, you know. You encourage people to ask questions. You don't force anything onto them, you know.
And you know what, just going back to the seasons, Phil, it's not a tokenistic thing, because obviously we've transported a four-season thing from England, and that simply isn't appropriate to our climate. When, you know, watching the weather and learning about the Noongar name for seasons, every time you see the elder explaining why it's called that, you go, oh, yeah, that makes a lot more sense, you know?
Especially with the seasons, for some reason, Western society, I suppose, if you want to call it, or what's been adopted when it comes to the four seasons, it's like on the 1st of December, it's this, you know, and then it finishes on this date. Well, no, Mother Nature tells us what season it is, you know? So our seasons go, it doesn't go by a date, you know? You see a lot of calendars out there now, but that's a guide.
Yeah.
But this time of season, you go by this flower is blooming or something. You know, when you come into the Birak season and you see the Noongar Christmas tree with the bright orange,
yeah.
That lets you know that it's Birak season.
That's cool.
Mm. Well, I think, Phil, you know, we understand too that Australia Day brings some divide, of course, because of our country's history. And but for yourself and many others, this seems an opportunity to embrace and educate where we can. And the idea that we can get, you know, 7+ great performers down here at this concert where people are welcome to come along and be a part of it, I think that is a great step in the right direction, and we're really looking forward to the event.
You know, my wife and I, we got asked to take over the Birak concert, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago now or something. And from then, you know, a lot of suggestions and a lot of the ideas that we wanted to put forward and make change to to this event to make it more inclusive so that people will be encouraged to come along, you know, non-Indigenous people to come along and experience and educate and learn and have a good time and actually just mingle with our Aboriginal people, you know. And it's not just Noongar people that's at this concert. It's, we've got people from, you know, all over Australia and right through from the deserts to the Kimberleys and the Pilbaras down here living in Perth, and they all come to this concert because it's a safe place as well.
Yes.
For our mob to come and have a good time. And it's a safe place for non-Aboriginal people to have a good time and enjoy our First Nation celebrations, you know.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Supreme Court Gardens from 3 o'clock. It's a free event, the Birak concert. Good on you, Phil. A genuine pleasure catching up with you, mate. All the best to you.
No worries, guys. I'm just sorry that it comes around once a year because I only talk to you guys.
Oh, you can come in anytime you want, mate. Phil.
Absolutely. Bring that Scottish pipeline bandy.
Yeah, with all the bagpipes will be in there.
See you, man.
See you guys.
Take care. See ya.
Thanks.
Mix 94.5 is proud to be a part of this year's City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. And to make it a COVID-safe event, there's a few things to keep in mind. All people aged 16 and above will need to be double vaccinated to attend. Be ready to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a medical exemption. Use the WA Government Service WA app to check in, with QR codes located around the event and manual registers available. If you're unwell, stay home. At the event, practice physical distancing where possible. Wear a mask when you can't and use the hand sanitizer provided. For more details on Skyworks and COVID-19 safety, head to visitperth.com.au.